Hi everyone! Today we are going to make a grounding cord. A grounding cord is a great way to get grounded because it is really easy to make. You can do it in less than a minute and you can do it anytime, anywhere. You can do it while you're sitting, you're standing, you're lying down, while you're traveling in a car or a train or a plane. Now, grounding cords are an energy technique, and energy techniques and energy work are all about intention. So you set the intention by putting some thought into it. You can think it, you can say it out loud, you can say it in your head, you can visualize it, you can feel it, whatever works for you. As we create this grounding cord, if you simply want to just repeat exactly what I say, that's fine too. And know that when you're doing energy work, if you've never done it before, that you may not feel anything, but just know that it's still happening, okay? So, a grounding cord can be anything. I'm going to give you a few examples, but whatever comes to your mind first, if something pops in your head, go with it. If one of the examples works for you, then go ahead and use that too. A grounding cord can be something like a tree root or tree roots. It can be like a plastic straw or a steel pipe, a rainbow or a waterfall. Anything that feels right to you, trust what comes to you and use that. And I'm going to give you a couple seconds to just see what comes to you. Okay, now I want you to focus on the base of your spine and have that grounding cord start from the base of your spine and go all the way down, 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 down through Mother Earth. And then it's going to wrap around the core of the earth and plug in, kind of like you'd plug in your toaster. Now, when you plug in, you may get a sensation, a kind of tugging downwards. It shouldn't be anything severe, just a gentle tugging. Maybe you feel a little bit more secure or safe. That's all normal. And again, if you don't feel anything, that's okay too. Just remember that it's still happening. Congratulations, you just created a grounding cord. Now, you can just leave it at that grounding cord. For women, though, it's a good idea to do one more step. As females, we tend to hold on to what I affectionately call other people's stuff in our reproductive areas. And so you can take the extra step of creating grounding cords from your ovaries. Now, if you've had your ovaries physically removed, just know that they are still there energetically. So what you do is you create a grounding cord from each ovary and have it come down in the shape of the letter V. And at the bottom of that V, it's just going to connect into your main grounding cord at the base of your spine. There is one more place that you can create grounding cords to help you feel safer and more secure, and that is at the bottom of your feet. All you do is, like we did with the other ones, you focus on the base of your feet, and you create the grounding cord from the bottom of each foot that goes down through Mother Earth. It's going to wrap around the core and connect. If you want to take the grounding just one step further, you can actually do some energy work and start releasing things that you are feeling or things that you're holding on to, like sadness or anxiety or feeling overwhelmed. And it's simply setting the intention again and just saying, I release sadness, or I release the anxiety. And for women, you've got those grounding cords from your ovaries. You can simply say, and spirit knows what stuff is, you can simply say, I release everyone else's stuff from my reproductive area. Congratulations, you now know how to make grounding cords so that you can get grounded. Yay!